Sports Network.
He will enlighten. He will educate. He will entertain. It's time to Think About It This Way with Charles Butler.
Hey, Think About It This Way with Charles Butler. Welcome. Welcome to the show, folks. Well, we were running a little late. We missed some exciting guests that I had lined up for us tonight. That was Mr. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. We were going to talk about Barack Obama at the UN. And we also had Mr. John Lott, Dr. John Lott, who wrote a book, well, this is his fourth edition, called More Guns, Less Crime. Great segments. But you know what? I think we're going to do it on Blog Talk later this week. So go to my Blog Talk broadcast. That's Blog Talk, Charles Butler, blogtalk.com/Charles-Butler. You'll find me. Go to Blog Talk. I'm there. But we'll do that and certainly podcast it. This evening, I want to lead off with something that I think is a little alarming, and that's Morgan Freeman, a respected actor. And I don't have much respect for actors when they talk about politics or business or anything else. I mean, long as they act, that's okay. They're thespians. There's a reason they're called thespians. It means that they didn't spend a lot of time in academics. But listen to Morgan Freeman as he makes this claim about Tea Partiers.
The Tea Partiers, who are controlling the Republican Party, their stated policy, publicly stated, is to do whatever it takes to see to it that Obama only serves one term. What underlines that? Screw the country. We're going to do whatever we do to get this black man. We're going to do whatever we can to get this black man out of here.
But is that necessarily a racist
thing? It is a racist thing.
Is it not just Republicans? Wouldn't they say that about any Democrat?
No, because they would have gotten rid of Bill Clinton if they could have.
But they tried.
They did try.
See, this is a classic example. A classic example of a black man who is politically unsophisticated. Obviously, he does not understand how the political process works, and he wants to attribute our feelings about President Obama to race. No, it's his policies. It's Obamacare. It's taxing people. It's, the stimulus package that didn't create any jobs. It's giving Sinatra $500 million. And the first thing they did was send half the jobs to India. And Mr. Obama said, well, why not? Why not give the people in India jobs? This man has to go. Morgan Freeman, stick to the to playing a president. You don't know anything about politics. But as we move along, I'm going to play one segment for you. This first segment is about Mr. Obama and a comment that that he has to make about education, I think.
And to make sure our societies reach their potential, we must allow our citizens to reach theirs. No country can afford the corruption that plagues the world like a cancer. Together, we must harness the power of open societies and open economies. That's why we've partnered with countries from across the globe to launch a new partnership on open government that helps ensure accountability and helps to empower citizens. No country should deny people their rights to freedom of speech and freedom of religion, but also no country should deny people their rights because of who they love, which is why we must stand up for the rights of gays and lesbians everywhere. And no country can realize its potential if half its population cannot reach theirs. This week, the United States signed a new declaration on women's participation. Next year, we should each announce the steps we are taking to break down the economic and political barriers.
Okay, folks, listen to what the president said. This was a clip taken from his UN speech. This is a president who most people are saying has the most non-transparent government that we've ever had. People are saying that his government and his administration is less transparent than Nixon's administration. This is a man who has 32 czars. And these czars have been put in place specifically to circumvent the will of the people and the Congress. Gays and lesbians, He's pandering to campaign money there. Because after all, that segment of people is less than 1% of our population, supposedly. But they're the best educated, and they make the most money of any demographic that we have in this country. Campaign contributions. Sorry, Barack. We're going to roll back all this stuff that you're doing. And then when we talk about corruption, the president is being accused of pay-to-play with Solyntra and a number of other green, so-called green companies. I can say this, folks. It's going to get a lot uglier before it gets better for the Obama administration. So those of you out there who are enamored with the president and his smile, which isn't working these days, by the way, he's in trouble. As James Carville said last week, I think he needs to panic. Yeah, panic is exactly what the president needs to do. But I think he really wants to vacate the White House so he can go out and make some money. But, we got started so late that some of our guests aren't available. We had Mr. Adam Andrzejewski, who's the founder of For the Good of Illinois. He did launched a website last week called openthebook.com, openthebook.com. Go out there, do some research, find out what your teachers are making, find out what administrators are making. It is eye-opening, and it is shattering when you start looking at the kind of pensions that a lot of these people are making for about 6.5 months work. The rest of us work about 11 months a year. These people work about 6.5 with all the development days, the vacations, 2 weeks for this vacation, a week for that vacation, development days, then the summer off. Come on, people. Something has to give. We cannot keep paying pensions and salaries at the levels that we are for people who are basically working a little more than half time. Now, I'm going to take the opportunity. We're going to go to break here shortly. But if you want to call in, please do at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Last week, a young man called in and asked me to answer a question about why blacks always vote Democratic when Democrats aren't doing anything for them. I'm going to explore that when we come back, along with the president talking about our kids get one shot at a good education. And I'll tell you what he and other Democrats tried to do to some children right down the street from the White House. We'll be right back.
The latest traffic every 15 minutes from the Rabine Paving Traffic Center.
I'm Jay Nelson, taking a look at the roadways. The Edens Expressway looks pretty good both ways. Kennedy is nothing major outbound from Hubbard's Cave up to North Avenue. You got a stall at Wilson blocking the left lane. 12 to the Edens, 22 to the airport. Inbound a little tight at Cumberland, then again north to Hubbard's Cave. Eisenhower outbound fine, inbound slow Wolf to Harlem. 39 minutes Thorndale to the post office, 26 in from Mannheim. 55 looks good, Stevenson outbound good. Inbound just after Harlem, an injury accident. You're backed up to First Avenue. 45 minutes, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 35 in from the Tri-State. Ryan outbound is clear, inbound slow from Cermak to the Circle due to an earlier accident, but it's getting better. 20 minutes, 95th Street to downtown. 57 Ford Freeway, Elgin O'Hare, Lakeshore Drive, those are all good. The Tri-State, I-90, 88, and 355 are in wonderful shape. WIND weather, a chilly evening, getting down to 48 degrees. Currently, we are at 58. Next update in 15 minutes on AM560 WIND.
A smile can light up a whole room. A great smile can make you feel happy, confident, and complete. Isn't it time to give yourself the gift of the beautiful smile you've always wanted? At Best Dental Group, Doctors Economos, Gavalis, and their staff are ready to help you create that perfect look or maintain the one you have now. Along with general dentistry, Best Dental Group is a multidiscipline practice with an orthodontist, periodontist, and prosthetic specialist on site. They use the newest breakthroughs in dental technology, such as titanium implants, Invisalign clear braces, and porcelain veneers. Don't let fear get in the way. They can recommend sedation to make your experience as comfortable as possible. By train or by car, it's not too far to Best Dental Group. Located in historic downtown Bartlett, call 630-830-4930. 630-830-4930 or visit bestdental.org. Best Dental Group, observing conservative values and helping you to conserve your teeth.
Homeowners, if your cell phone dies, you replace it. If your car has a flat tire, you fix it. Right now, if your home has low water pressure or you get scalded in the shower when someone flushes, you can get it fixed in as little as one day for a price we will never see again. I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists, and for a limited time, we're giving a 20% discount, plus we'll patch your walls for free. You'll have great pressure, clean, clear water, be able to take a shower and run the washing machine at the same time. Call Repipe Specialists today at 1-800-REPIPING. We've helped tens of thousands of homeowners with new pipes, and they now enjoy great showers every day. Don't wait. You can enjoy great water pressure in your home, too. We give a lifetime guarantee and offer 100% financing. Call now for a free estimate at 1-800-737-4746. That's 1-800-737-4746.
You're welcome back to Think About It This Way with Charles Butler. I have Mr. John Tillman on the line with us. He's from the Illinois Policy Institute. Welcome, John. Oh, sorry. Let me grab him. Here we go. Okay, got it. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Welcome.
This time for sure. How are you?
I'm great. Great. You know, we ran a little long with the game. But look, wanted to talk to you specifically this evening about the opinion poll that you put together along with the Manhattan Institute. I had an opportunity to read it yesterday. It's really, really interesting. Can you share that with our audience?
I can. What is so encouraging about this poll is it shows that the public in Illinois is fully aware of the state's budget crisis, fully aware of our economic crisis in a way that is not normal. I know that for people that are listening to your show, Charles, are very well informed, but the average person doesn't dip into politics the way your listeners do or you do or perhaps I do. And I think that the first step in reforming Illinois and turning it around is to make sure that the public gets out front, because politicians always lead from behind, to use a now famous phrase. And the public is extremely engaged. I think what's really interesting is the right track, wrong track numbers. 76% of the people of this state, 74% of the people of the state think the state is on the wrong track. That compares to states around us where they have governors that are being very aggressive in fixing their state's budget crises, mm-hmm. where they're cutting spending and lowering taxes rather than raising taxes and spending at record rates. Those states have much better right track, wrong track numbers. The other thing that's really telling is that in terms of government efficiency, 76% of the people here think our government is inefficient, or maybe a better way to phrase it would be not efficient, and only 23% think the state government is efficient. Now, just to give you some perspective, those numbers are huge in comparison to, say, Indiana or Wisconsin right next door.
I noticed that, and I wanted to. One of the things that really jumped out, and I love this stat, says lawmakers in Springfield recently increased income taxes by more than $7 billion, moving individual taxes from 3% to 5% as a means of addressing the Illinois budget crisis. Do you favor this increase? And 63% of the people said totally oppose. 32% said favor. I mean, who's that 32%?
Hardcore Democrats and union members.
Well, exactly, because they have fixed wages and incomes, you know. But you know, it's just appalling, and it's frightening that we have people in Springfield who feel that the way to deal with it, and in Washington D.C., because you know what we see in Washington D.C. is just a bigger template of Chicago and Illinois style politics, where, you know, well, we'll just raise the taxes and tax more and pay for all these people's salary, because you know none of these people, 95% of the people in Barack's administration have never worked in the private sector.
That's exactly right.
So they've always raised taxes to get a raise. Well, we're gonna you know, legislate 3% in. Whether they make money or they lose money or things go up, however they work, they still get an increase.
That's exactly right. That's the observation about the lack of private sector experience in the president's cabinet is a very important one, because what it means is that the policymakers are all theoretical academics as opposed to people that have lived in the real world. And everything is very different when you put it in a spreadsheet or on a paper as opposed to how you and I and how your listeners make decisions in their everyday life. And you know, that number you quoted is really good. 2-1, people want the tax hike repealed or oppose that tax hike. Another number I thought was quite stunning is that 85% of the people of Illinois are very familiar with the budget crisis. That is an unbelievable penetration of the degree of the problem. And that awareness is a ticket to getting politicians to start behaving better. And in terms of the method that Governor Quinn has used, which, as you pointed out, is a mirror image of what's going on federally, the idea of delaying payments and using debt and raising taxes, 82% of the people of the state oppose that general strategy of kicking the can down the road and raising taxes. Why is that important to your listeners? Here's why it's important, Charles, is that public policy has to be done through a political process. And politicians never lead. They always act like they lead, but what they really do is they wait till the parade of public opinion has fully formed for whatever reason.
And that's why President Obama is being advised to panic, because that's his style of leadership, to wait until public opinion forms. But he doesn't understand that we, the American people, do not support his idea or Washington's idea of integrating illegal immigrants into our society, nor making us a bilingual country. And it goes right on down the line.
Well, I think that's why they are panicking, is because the problem is he sees that the public is going in a completely different direction. And it's very difficult for him, because he's an ideologue, to get behind that direction. And if he does go, you know, President Clinton was brilliant in the way he is.
But John, if you don't agree with me, the president, then something's wrong with you.
Yeah, we're stupid and un-American.
Wait a minute. Pass my bill. You know, if you don't pass my bill, then something's wrong with you. You don't understand the problem. If you don't pass my bill, which is to increase taxes on the rich and the wealthy. I mean, this guy brought nothing new to the table in his speech after Labor Day and last week. Nothing. James Carville said, do what? Panic.
Well, the president's style of leadership is to harangue. And after a while, you know, his original style of leadership when he was up and coming and campaigning was great oratory that was aspirational in nature and appealed to a lot of people. I know a lot of people that were very inspired by it all. And, of course, the narrative.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm glad they feel good.
Yes, but of course, none of them feel good now. In fact, most of those same people are sick to their stomachs, because it turns out that all it was a teleprompter-driven speechifying as opposed to true leadership. And he doesn't know how to lead. He is so used to being able simply to
participate. Well, John, I talked about that for years down at WVON. So, hey, what can I say? But look, we got like 15 seconds, so it's on you, sir.
IllinoisPolicy.org. If they want to see where the public sentiment is and what the solutions actually are to solving Illinois' problem, go there and you can find out how we can actually turn Illinois around. Get involved. Sign up. We can change this state if we all engage.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Charles, for having me on. Have a great weekend.
You too.
For the latest political news concerning critical issues facing Illinois, tune in to Champion News Talk Radio on AM 560 WIND, Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Jack Roser and guests will cover the hottest issues of the day with truth, integrity, and without political correctness. You can also check out championnews.net for the latest political news and information, such as Illinois teachers and administrators' salaries causing your taxes to skyrocket. That's Champion News Talk Radio, 8 a.m. Sunday mornings on AM 560 WIND and championnews.net.
Do you crave more of Think About It This Way with Charles Butler? You can find him on the web. Go to 560wind.com and enter search keyword Charles Butler for access to his website, blogs, email, and his online radio show. It's that easy. Then keep listening to Think About It This Way with Charles Butler. The show is dedicated to being thought-provoking and refreshing while bringing A-list guests to Chicagoland radio. Want to be a sponsor advertising partner? Visit 560wind.com and enter search keyword Charles Butler for more information.
A whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of buying new ones.
Our Ford has 246,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin! Oh, nowhere but Merlin!
At Merlin!
More life for you and your car.
For a limited time at Merlin, get a free GPS when you purchase 4 qualifying Continental tires. Visit a Merlin 200,000 mile shop for complete details. You can find a shop near you at merlins.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to Think About It This Way with Charles Butler. This is our last segment. I want to bring you up to speed on something that the president talked about this morning. And says our kids need, they only have one shot. Here we go.
These problems have been obvious to parents and educators all over this country for years. But for years, Congress has failed to fix them. So now, I will. Our kids only get one shot at a decent education, and they can't afford to wait any longer. So yesterday, I announced that we'll be giving states more flexibility to meet high standards for teaching and learning. It's time for us to let...
More money. What he did was they repealed or overwrote part of Don't Ask, Don't Tell so that they make it easier for these school districts to be less accountable. Now, you have to keep in mind that this is a president, and when Democrats were in charge of the House, they allowed school vouchers to expire for D.C. children. D.C. has one of the worst school districts in the country. It was in the news, you know, last year, the whole nine yards. We're only talking about a program that was a $17 million program that affected the lives of thousands of young folks right there in D.C. in the president's backyard. Here's a man who's such a hypocrite, $17 million. And the man who put the verbiage in the bill to make it expire, let it expire, was none other than Senator Dirty Dick Durbin. I'm sorry, Senator Durbin, Senator D cubed. And then this is what gets me. The president in April of 2009. Took $85 million away from the already sparsely funded historically black colleges and universities. The reason I know is one of my friends who is a HBCU president. I happened to see her and she told me we went to D.C. to lobby him and he looked us straight in the face and said, it's gone. That's how aloof and arrogant this president is. So when we talk about him being for anyone, he's for himself. If you don't have money, Barack Obama's not interested. And then last but not least, his selection of Arne Duncan as Secretary of Education. Here's a man who ran had one of the worst 10 tenures at the Chicago Public Schools of any superintendent. Absolutely zero worthiness. And now he's Secretary of Education because. And when the president was asked about it, he said he's the best basketball player in my cabinet. Let's talk about President Obama's and some of his examples. And this is how he tries to justify this thing.
For example, yesterday I was with Ricky Hall, the principal of a school in Worcester, Massachusetts. Every single student who graduated from Ricky's school in the last 3 years went on to college. But because they didn't meet the standards of No Child Left Behind, Ricky's school was labeled as failing last year. That will change because of what we did yesterday. From now on, we'll be able to encourage the progress at schools like Ricky's. From now on, people like John Becker, who teaches at one of the highest performing middle schools in D.C., will be able to focus on teaching.
Yeah. Highest performing school, junior highs in D.C. Yeah. The kids all go to college. They don't have the Dream Act, Mr. President. You gave that. You tried to give that to illegal Hispanics. You didn't have a Dream Act for those kids from Worcester, Massachusetts, who are Americans. You wanted to fund and still are trying to push and legalize illegal people who are here and use our taxpayer dollars to do it. That's why people are mad at you, Mr. President, not the color of your skin. It's your socialistic policies. And I called this back in November of 2008, folks. Mr. Obama is a one-term president. And I knew it when he picked Rahm Emanuel as his chief of staff and consequently the rest of his team. Hey, that time, gotta wind it up. But we'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to do a whole show. But we'll have some great guests. We're going to pick up the Blog Talk radio thing this week. So go out there, go to the podcast, you go to my websites. We'll have fun. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom Sedaka, President and CEO of Precision.